Welcome, and thanks for listening to this episode of CoreCast. I'm Marissa Lubeck. The U.S. Geological Survey has been contracted to study the yet unknown source of problematic hydrogen sulfide emissions coming from a certain household wallboard, which is imported from China and used in some regions of the U.S. Today, I'm speaking with USGS chemist Steve Wilson, who is working on this issue with the Consumer Product Safety Commission, or CPSC. Steve, can you provide a general overview of the basic science here? What is coming from the wallboard? What's causing it? And how is the USGS involved?
Well, at the height of the housing boom in 2005 and 2006, in addition to the added problems of the hurricanes Ivan and Katrina that hit the Gulf Coast, there became a shortage of domestic wallboard material in this country. So suppliers needed to find another source. And one of the sources they went to was China. So they began to import Chinese wallboard into this country. What happened was when certain Chinese wallboards were introduced into some homes along the Gulf and East Coast, almost immediately homeowners recognized a very strong odor coming from the wallboard. And this was later traced back to the presence of hydrogen sulfide outgassing from the wallboard. Now, hydrogen sulfide has a very strong rotten egg smell, and so it was very easy to detect it even at low concentrations. In addition to potential health issues, the main problem that drove all this was the fact that hydrogen sulfide can also attack copper wiring. So a lot of household electrical systems were affected by the hydrogen sulfide, which raised a concern with the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is the lead federal agency in all this problem wallboard material. They went out and they collected thousands of consumer reports on problem drywalls and issued a lot of reports and issued important guidance on their website on how to respond to this particular problem. The CPSC came to the USGS because of our expertise in geochemistry to help them identify the constituents that was causing the problem in the wallboard. It should also be noted that CPSC also reported that there were a lot of gases coming from wallboard material. A lot of them are pretty common, but the hydrogen sulfide is pretty atypical, and this is what the main focus of the work was.
What kind of information does this research provide that is of use to the CPSC with this problem?
When the CPSC came to us, they had two major areas of information they wanted to get from us. The first was if we could identify what source material was for the hydrogen sulfide come out of the wallboard. The second was, could we identify a chemical fingerprint that would help the CPSC identify problem wallboard, that this piece of wallboard is a problem, but maybe this one is not.
How is it that a chemist with the USGS would end up studying something like wallboard?
The USGS looks at gypsum, which is a major component in wallboard that we use in this country domestically for a variety of industrial applications. Because of its really broad range of interest, the USGS has had to develop capabilities to look at those types of samples because the geologists bring them in and ask, what's in this stuff? As a chemist, that's one of the things that we do. We help the geologists understand what's going on in the particular sample by telling them what the chemical composition is.
Why did the CPSC enlist the help of the USGS? Why is your specific work the most appropriate for this project?
Turns out the CPSC and the USGS were kind of a natural fit for this because of the analytical capabilities we have here, as well as a good geologic understanding of what is going into the formation of gypsum.
I understand that the USGS became involved relatively recently. What have you accomplished so far?
The two major areas that CPSC wanted us to look at was source material and fingerprint. We've gone ahead and looked at a variety of sample types that CPSC has provided us. Wallboard samples from China and also domestic samples. We've looked at natural gypsum material from China, as well as synthetic gypsum that's derived from the energy industry as a byproduct. We've looked at the chemical compositions of all those different types of materials and basically found that we are able to distinguish the chemical composition, but we have not seen any definite source material present in the wallboard itself. But we have been able to work out a way to fingerprint those problem wallboard samples from non-problem wallboard.
What's been the biggest challenge you've faced with this project, and how did you overcome it?
Whenever you start a new project that has high degree of visibility, you have to kind of rush around and get everything in place to make sure that the samples are processed correctly and get people lined up so that they know when samples come in the door, you do this, and you do that. So the logistical issues became the biggest problem. And we had to tweak some of our chemical analyses to optimize the analysis for some of those elements. It wasn't necessarily anything that was unusual for us. It's just a matter of refocusing our attention to different items.
What remains to be done in terms of the fundamental science?
We're going to be involved in a phase two work with CPSC. They've come back and asked us for additional help. And right now, that help would probably take the form of analyzing additional samples from China and domestic sources. And we're going to begin to work with a colleague down in the Tallahassee office of USGS. Because one of the issues we thought all along was that because we didn't see anything significant in terms of the sulfide minerals in the wallboard samples, we figured, well, what other sources could there be? The techniques that we have at the USGS and Tallahassee office may allow us to do a more detailed, more sensitive test for that type of work. So that's going to be the biggest next step in phase two work with CPSC. And we hope that we'll be able to identify the source or the reason for this particular problem.
Steve, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
Welcome.
This podcast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey Department of the Interior. I'm Marissa Lubeck. Thanks for listening.